But let's hear from the Carlton Football Club in way of the Carlton GM of football, Andrew McKay. He's joined us on Melbourne Tamer Footy. Good on you, Andrew. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Mark. Hey, David.
You just about fit in that one, Andrew, as the greatest sports stars of all time.
No, I just laugh at that one.
Hey, Andrew, where does this leave the Carlton Football Club? We've spoken to everybody today on his greatness. Where does it leave the Blues?
I think Chris left an indelible path for us really to follow, almost in a sense, well, certainly the players too. You know, he set such a good example here, and we've been encouraging our players over the last couple of years to follow that way that Chris really prepares himself and the professionalism that he's showed over the last, well, over his career, to be honest. So it leaves us, I think, in good stead, to be honest. Chris stepping away, and it'll give opportunity for our guys, more than just the leadership group, to stand up and lead and drive our standards and get out on the training track early and do all the extras that Chris used to do and really set the bar as high as possible.
What about the playing group after the game when they walk into the change rooms and they see he might have already left by then, but they knew that he was gone. They knew that the news probably wasn't going to be great.
Yeah, we spoke to them. Certainly John spoke to them after the game and said that Chris had done his ACL. I think the players instantly thought then that would be the end for Chris, which is obviously disappointing for the players. Not as disappointing as it was for Chris, though. So they understood that. But then he addressed them today, which was fantastic. Now, Chris has been here a number of years and obviously very close to a number of the players here, and you know, they obviously felt for him. But now have the similar mindset to Chris. So I was devastating to finish this way. You know, he had a fantastic career, 14 years and 270-odd games, and, you know, with a highlights reel as long as anyone, had a fantastic career. And, you know, we can look back and thankfully say that we, you know, were able to experience that at close hand.
Andrew, last one from me. Obviously, with Juddy leaving the footy club, was there any part of the Carlton Football Club who actually thought, yeah, we want him back next year? Was it, or did the football club understand the situation?
Oh, yeah, the footy club understood the situation. You know, Chris just had to speak to his family and get his head around it. But, you know, I don't think it was rocket science that Chris was going to retire, that's for sure. A star that's been in the game for as long as he has and played to a standard that, you know, is very high and wouldn't accept any other way. And then to have a full knee reconstruction and then probably wouldn't be quite as fit as he would like by the start of next year, 33-year-old on a knee that's just been reconstructed. You know, Chris is a very proud man. I don't think that would have been his way to have his last year of football.
Andrew, thanks for your time. We appreciate getting the club's perspective.
Pleasure, gentlemen. We'll
see you
later.
Andrew McKay there, the Carlton GM of football. Okay. Actually, the club, the Carlton Football Club, is going to pay tribute to Chris in the Blues' final home game of the season, round 21, against Melbourne at the MCG. That'll be a big day. He'll do a lap of honour. Then, amongst other things, Chris will be on Morning Glory at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. So make sure you tune in to 11:16 SEN and the Morning Glory tomorrow.